Good morning, everyone.
It's time for Michigan Sports Talk Morning Show, broadcasting live all across the state of Michigan and Northwest Ohio. This is X's and Bros.
How are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Here's your host, Anthony Bellino.
Rise and shine, folks. Good Wednesday morning to you.
It is the 18th day of May, 2022, folks. Feeling good. Feeling great. Might have some inclement weather. Trying to figure out if we're going to be golfing. Sent the text out early. Hey, I said, look, I'll play. I'm not soft. I was for a long time about like, nah, I'm not playing competitively anymore. If it's not sunny and 75, I ain't playing. But I'm not going to be like that. I'm going to, you know, if he wants to play, I'll get out there. We'll play as much as we can. If they call us in, they call us in. But if there's no chance of, you know, no chance of thunder or lightning, you know, outside of me bombing one off the tee. Let's go. I think we're playing Green Meadows today is where we're supposed to. You know Green Meadows, Dan. I know you do.
Yes, it's been a long time, but I have been there, yes.
Oh, so it's been a while?
Oh, I haven't played. Yeah, since the Meyer Junior Players Tour days, I haven't really been down, you know, in that area.
And it's been a while.
It's been a while.
Well, you know, we played a couple of golf matches in high school down there, but that's really about it.
All right.
Carlton. All right.
That's fair. So with my buddy who's in the process of learning, we've decided that Wednesday's going to be our day. And we are going to just, we're going to, you know, he picked five courses in Monroe. And I was like, well, you know, I even threw Carrington on the list. It didn't even make his, he's like, oh, I forgot about Carrington. And we're going to travel around and play different courses. And I'm really excited about it. So it should be a good time. A lot of fun. Text the keyword sports radio. Send it to 21,000. Sports radio to 21,000. Also, Ryan, tip of the cap to you, my friend, for getting my reference to it being a while. Thank you. I appreciate that. I feel like we really walked Dan into that hook, line, and sinker.
You know, that's so weird that you...
every time. Every single time. Says, yeah, it's been a while. In my mind, I'm like, it's been a while.
The last time I went on a golf trip with my cousin's husband, who I'm subbing with on his golf league tonight. That's what I'm doing at Pine Knob. Never played there, so it should be fun. But during that golf trip, we listened to that song all weekend. All the guys, you know how you just like sometimes there's just a weekend song when you're all maybe having a few adult beverages.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was that song.
When we went to Las Vegas, I heard the two songs, Florida Stuff is the way I'll say it, by Tory Lanez, and Success is My Cologne by Currency. I think we might have listened to those two specific songs for roughly, I don't know, 94 straight hours. Like, I mean, it was every day. I felt like that was the alarm clock. Like the song would start playing. And then it would just be like, all right, let's start drinking. Let's get after this. By the way, got an awesome opportunity to text the coach. He's probably already in the office. Don't know if he's still got us tuned in or not and what time he listens. But if he's listening right now, I told Coach Jason Candle, he's a big Boston Red Sox fan, and they stink, right? And so it's awesome to watch them flounder at the bottom of their division. It's a beautiful sight. And I was going through the scores last night. I think it was like maybe between the first and the second quarter, right? Because I believe it was the fourth inning. And I was like, you know what? The Boston Red Sox might give up 20 runs in a ball game. We might see a 20 piece get thrown on Boston. And for that, I was very happy. Because Boston Red Sox starter Nathan Eovaldi, he became the third pitcher ever to allow five home runs in a single inning. That's baseball history there, folks. In Fenway Park against the Astros. It ended up being a 13-4 loss, but it was, I believe it was 13-4 in like the fourth inning. And I thought for sure Boston, I was like, yo, they're going to give up 20. So what did I do? I hopped on my cell phone. I texted Coach Candle. I said, you guys are going to give up 20. You guys stink. Your team stinks. You know that? You bunch of bums. and it felt good. It was very cathartic. And then I watched the Tigers lose, and I was like, well, you know, I probably shouldn't have said, I probably shouldn't have opened my mouth there. All right, what else?
At least
is going
took
on?
The Tigers 9 innings to give up 8 runs and not 9 batters.
Ooh.
In your face, Red Sox.
In your face, Candle. Huh?
Took us I'm 9 not, innings. I'm not going to rub it in the can. I don't know him. I'm not wearing a Toledo shirt to make it justifiable that I am making fun of him. So. I have another Mac school flag behind me, fire up chips. So I will not make fun of head coach Jason Candle.
Yeah, good. You take your Chippewa stuff somewhere else. There's nothing like going to Mount Pleasant in November. Oh, get that pizza box off there. It looks ridiculous. Take that down.
It looks ridiculous.
That looks ridiculous. What's the matter with you? Take that down. Who wrote on that box like that? All right, what else is going on in the sports world? We'll try to get you all caught up with all the happenings. We'll do so right now in the headlines.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
No, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
Like, in the way it's set up, too. Like, so, because when I look at it, you know, and I see it on the camera, you know, Ryan's there, and it's kind of, like, angled, and you can't really tell. I know what it is, but you can't really tell. And then when Dan's on there, it's like, boom, it's right there by, like, his left arm. And I'm like, I got to look at that thing every day. Some 2022 crusty score prediction. Throw Dan back up on the camera. Can you do that? Like, see, you could tell. I think it's 38. Yeah, see, now he's got it covered. Yeah, 38-21 says Freddy the Pizza Man wrote it on the inside of a box of pizza as a special thank you or whatever when these guys went and got pizza. What a bunch of crap. Frederick, what's the matter with you? Why you got to be like that? Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson is going to begin his meetings with the NFL. This is going to take place in Texas. What are these NFL meetings? If the court can't get anything done, if there's no criminal prosecution, what is the NFL going to do? They know that they got to try to save some face.
Well, it was never criminal. It was never criminal. It was just them suing him over it.
Well, now he's getting sued because it's still in civil court. Right, but the criminal part, the women don't care about that.
No, they're doing civil lawsuits because of cases like these. Criminal lawsuits are nearly impossible to convict. So, kind of like how OJ lost his civil suit in the murder of his ex-wife, but was found not guilty in the criminal suit.
That doesn't make any sense either. Be honest.
Oh, no, like, it makes zero sense.
This is ridiculous, but... How many games do you think he sits? I mean, he's taking the team to the Bahamas. Is Baker going to be on that trip? Like, can you imagine being Baker Mayfield, drafted as the franchise quarterback? You get the team their first playoff win in God knows how long, on the road against your arch rival in Pittsburgh, put together arguably the greatest first quarter in franchise history. You play through injury all last year. Everybody gets hurt. You ship off Odell Beckham. The season is just an absolute disaster from the jump. And then they trade to go get another quarterback to replace you. And this quarterback's like, yeah, I'm taking the team to the Bahamas. Like, see you later. Like, do you go? Like, what is he going to do?
I'm imagining Sad Baker.
On a banana boat?
On the front of the boat, just like sitting by himself, like with his legs hanging off, you know, just enjoying a cold beverage, sad. And then everybody else behind him partying.
Terrible. The XFL has reached a multi-year agreement to air all of their games on ESPN and other networks owned by the Walt Disney Company. Some more play-by-play money getting shipped in. Last night, Game 1, the Miami Heat take care of business at home, 118-107. We'll get Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals tonight on TNT. 9 o'clock start time, 6 o'clock local if you're out there in Golden State, as the Warriors will host the Dallas Mavericks. Tigers a loser yesterday. They fell 8-1 to the Tampa Bay Rays. A rough outing for Bo Brisky, but that's a professional game against the contenders, so you can expect that. 4-game winning streak has officially been snapped after the loss yesterday. They'll clean things up at 1:10. Love afternoon baseball. 1:10 first pitch on the road. Matt Harvey's been suspended 60 games by MLB for distributing oxycodone. So he's been peddling, you know, typical. Yeah, you know, get the pills. People start getting the pills. They can't stay off of them. I mean, if I don't know, man. These the Eastern medicine might have something on us. Like, we got a pill for everything, but everybody's still miserable and everybody's still unhealthy. But we got pills to fix everything. Like, come on. I already mentioned Nathan Eovaldi's the third pitcher ever to allow 5 homers in 1 inning. So congratulations, Jason Candle. And the Georgia Bulldogs got a football commit, Marcus Washington Jr., who reclassified. He's going to skip his senior year of high school and join the 22 class. We're going to step aside. Back with more X's and Bros after this here on the Michigan Sports Network.
On a hot, steamy summer's day, imagine being stuck in traffic when your vehicle's air conditioner stops blowing cold air. Well, beat the heat with an AC recharge kit from your Auto Value Auto Parts store. Can't make it into the store? Shop online at myautovaluestore.com. For online orders, we offer same-day in-store pickup or convenient ship-to-home service. See an in-store sales pro for more information. And thank you for shopping locally at Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Mom's implants after breast cancer made her sicker than chemotherapy.
Breast implants permanently disabled my daughter.
I breastfed with implants. It made my baby sick.
Breast implants caused my wife's cancer.
My friend died because of her implants. Turns out they were recalled.
You probably know someone who was harmed by breast implants. For more information about this public service announcement, please visit www.dangerousimplants.com.
Huge here for Matt Golden and his team at the incredible Tullymore Golf Resort. Now, they're located in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, which is less than an hour north of Grand Rapids, and they are a statewide destination for golf, events, weddings, receptions, and more. They feature the 18-hole Tullymore layout and 18 holes at St. Ives. They have lodging to handle 200 to 400 people. So go to TullymoreGolf.com right now to book your stay and play package or your next big event with your business or in your life. That's TullymoreGolf.com. And the golf course is open. And they have a great rate happening right now before you get to the summer rates. So go to TullymoreGolf.com. Book that tee time. Take advantage of the great rates at one of Michigan's top golf destinations, the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. Book your tee time now at TullymoreGolf.com.
What's up?
Good morning, campers.
Hey, yo.
Good morning, my neighbor!
Good morning.
Let's make some wake-up juice.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. I love that. You know, I really like our jingle, too. Our Michigan Sports Network jingle. Kind of a fan of that. You know,
I like it. It's grown on me over the last couple of years.
Might want to get that looked at. It's that time of the day, folks.
Nice.
I also like this jingle. They asked me, why don't you play Jeopardy? Because I love Price is Right.
Should we get our caller on the line for this one?
I do. I heard we do have a very special guest calling in on the Meijer Supercenter guest line right meow. Is it Freddie? Is Freddie there? Yeah, Freddie, are you there?
I don't know why he's not answering.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I'm right here.
There he is. All right, you ready for a little Lions trivia? You can play two today. You called at the right time. Here's the question. It's a real doozy. What defensive lineman from Utah did the Detroit Lions select in the 6th round of the 2020 NFL draft?
That would be
Penicini Pasta, Big John.
I'm trying to figure out the proper way to say it, but sorry, you got it.
Penicini! It's like penicillin with a cini. That's great.
He's great. There you go. He's another great one.
He's a six-rounder. What do you want?
The penetration up the middle. You can't ask for anything better.
Penicini penetration, baby.
That's it, buddy. That's it.
How you
got
doing, Sporty
extra for that on a Sunday.
Whoa.
Forget that. I'm not going to say nothing.
Don't go that way. Yeah, don't go down that road, Freddie. Yeah, this is a family-friendly show. Think of the kids.
Yeah, we got families. we got families in Grand Rapids listening, so I want to be careful what I say. First of all, before I get to my Pistons, I'd like to know, I'm a little disappointed with you, AB. I got to toughen you up a little bit on the radio. All right?
Why? What happened?
How you let that trash yesterday? Not the caller, but the trash talk about Jeff Okuda. Listen. He was a concession, however you say that word, top five pick. But you traded a top five Pro Bowler cornerback to get another cornerback while you need to win, and you allow that on the radio? Come on, Grand Rapids. Do better than that. Seriously.
So I see what you're saying. I do see what you're saying. And Dan will be the first person to unsheathe his sword in this trial by combat for Darius Slay. Losing Darius Slay, GQ, like that was, you look at what this team like let go because of whatever personality conflict off the field that had nothing to do with the actual production of the player. They're not criminals.
Yeah, the right guard, too. The right guard from Michigan. They let him go and they signed a guy to $70 million. That stinks.
Hell's not. I mean, is he a $70 million player? No, but he's not god awful.
I would have rather had the guy from Michigan for $45 million, and he was younger.
Yeah, no. Hey, look, when it comes to Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia and what they did to that team, I don't. That's not forgivable. Like we will forever talk about that era. Like people think, oh, it's just a couple of years. It's a couple of years that set the franchise back, big time. And I, when people talk about Matt Patricia, when you're mad, I get it, man. I understand. I work there. I understand. Like that was watching that happen. And it's like, try to see things sunny side up. You don't want to pay Darius Slay 60. All right. Draft the best corner, in the draft. And we'll try to get younger. You got to win with rookies anyways. We'll give it a shot. Not very good. Blows his Achilles. Oh my God. Career could be completely derailed at this point. So I get what you are saying, but I also understood what our caller in Grand Rapids was saying as well.
All right, in Grand Rapids. If you're looking for a basketball team, I think your owner. They got a team in Orlando. They're Orlando Trash. They got the number one pick. They're Orlando Trash. That should be their name. Tired of the Orlando Magic. Every year they get top picks and they stink. They stink every year. They stink. But let's screw the Pistons. The NBA is going to be so much better because everyone goes to Disneyland. Give me a break. Or Disney World or whatever it is. You stink. Orlando Trash. That's what they should name the team. Just combine New Orleans, Pelicans, and the Orlando Magic and make them the Orlando Trash. There you go. Give them another number one pick next year because they'll be in the top three next year too. Maybe they'll get the guy from Michigan. What's the guy from Michigan? Maybe they'll get him in the top three next year. There's a center. There you go. Anyways, Pistons. Now, I got to come to you about the number five pick, AB. And Ryan, uh-huh. I know you watch a lot of college basketball. Since I don't know much about it, I go to Dan Miller. I trust Dan Miller the most. He's talking about Javon Ivey. He's been talking about him for a while. And Keegan Murray. Mm-hmm. If you had to pick between one of the two, because I don't think, for me personally, I don't think Kate Cunningham should be the point guard. I don't know why they want to keep pushing him as point guard. I still think Killian Hayes is gonna end up being really good for this team, whether he's off the bench or he's starting. But Cade Cunningham, I do not want to see him as a point guard. I think he should be roaming around and doing his thing. If you had to pick between one of the two, who would you guys pick?
Oh man, I don't know if Killian Hayes is a starting point guard in this league, and I don't want to quit on him too early because I've been hard on him because I think the guy that we let go into number 12, the Sacramento, who's now with the Pacers, Tyrese Halliburton, just has crazy athletic upside, and so I think when you look at Jaden Ivey, we saw that firsthand up close and personal. That is what an NBA player looks like on a college court. He has this innate ability to elevate over the top. When he gets to the NBA game, I think that Jaden Ivey is going to be that much better than what he was in college, because in college the offenses are a lot more slow. They're a lot more structured. You don't get the looks, the same type of looks. You don't have the same type of spacing that you have in the pro game. So I think that athletically speaking, Jaden Ivey, he is – the real deal. I mean, he can elevate and he'll cram it down.
Is he the top point guard in the draft? Is he the top point guard in the draft?
I think without question, yes. I think without question. And here's the thing about, for Jaden Ivey, could you move him from point to the two guard? Yeah, sure. I mean, the guy's 6'4", 200 pounds. But if you paired him and Cade Cunningham together, what I like about Cade is he's a very good decision maker with the ball, but he doesn't necessarily have to have the ball to be successful. And I think that that's what's very important is guys understanding, as long as I'm moving the ball and moving without it, I can get to my spots and I can have some success. Keegan Murray, on the other hand, you know, here's a guy who listed as a power forward, even though I would say he's more like the small forward, at 6'8", 225, not nearly the athlete that Jaden Ivey is, but I think if you end up drafting Keegan Murray, you are going to end up getting a knockdown shooter. Like that is what you are looking for when you select Keegan Murray out of Iowa. If you're looking at him, you are looking at a guy that's going to be anywhere on the floor. When you kick him the ball, he is going to catch it and get it up and get it released all in one motion, and it's going to be a thing of beauty. So they desperately need shooting.
Any chance he could be Bradley Beal from Washington?
Keegan doesn't have that Bradley Beal athleticism, but I would say that he's probably going to end up a far superior shooter. So it all depends. Is Keegan Murray? I mean, this is going to be crazy. This is a crazy comparison. Doesn't have the athleticism, nor will he probably be as good of a defender as this player, but can he provide a Klay Thompson-esque type of shooting for this team? I know it sounds crazy, but that's like, think about 6'8", catch and shoot kind of guy on the wing. Like, that's what you're going to get with Keegan Murray.
If it could be Jordan Poole, that'd be good. I mean, Jordan Poole's turned out to be a really good player in the NBA. I know he went to a great situation, but let's just hope next year at this time the Pistons are not in the lottery. That means they're in the playoffs. That would be a good thing, because you kind of get tired of the lottery. The lottery's it's crap, it's fixed, and they always want to give it to these crap teams. So, anyways, that's all I got.
All right, appreciate you, Freddie. I told my buddy Logan last night that, you know, I was over at his house watching the games. I said that right when the lottery came out, we're going to talk more about the lottery next, but when it came out, I said, we've been playing ping pong more than we've been playing basketball in the last decade. Like, yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy that the lottery is like our primetime event for this storied franchise, for this team. And he wanted to talk about the Cavs. Oh, the Cavs. I said, we got three titles. Shut up. Cavs. All right, we'll step aside when we return. The fifth pick, really, number five. That's next here. X's and Bros, Michigan Sports Network.
Hey, bet on more than the final score with One Game Parlay at BetMGM. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. One Game Parlay allows you to make selections within a single game from over 400 bet types, including team and player props. Log into your BetMGM account and create your best parlay before the game even starts. New to BetMGM? That's all right. Sign up and make your first bet risk-free up to $1,000 with the bonus code SHEPBET1000. Plus, you'll earn BetMGM rewards points that can be redeemed for online bonuses or converted into comps for rooms, restaurants, and more at over 20 MGM resorts nationwide. Try One Game Parlay today. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager, Michigan only, and this is a new customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire in 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge here for your local Meijer. Now everybody knows Meijer is connected to local teams, college teams, high schools, pros, and more throughout the state of Michigan. So what it means is when you're shopping at your local Meijer, you're basically shopping for your local community. And Meijer is proud to partner with Little Leagues, youth sports, high school sports, college sports, and pro sports throughout the state of Michigan. Remember, when you shop Meijer, you're shopping for your local community.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddy's Foundation at #PopTheTap at FreddyThePizzaMan.com. That's FREDI, ThePizzaMan.com. Or email FreddyThePizzaMan at gmail.com.
You're listening to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Can't call in? Text us using the keyword sports radio and send it to 21000 or tweet us at XB Mornings. Now back to Danny Cahalan, Ryan Elke, and Anthony Bellino.
Golf season's here, folks. Might play a little bit later on today. Hopefully the weather holds off. Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes ready to welcome you, offering two championship courses. Tullymore and St. Ives, located about an hour north of Grand Rapids, 30 minutes west of Mount Pleasant. It's up north golf, folks, but without the drive and the lodging to be able to cater to you and your partner, your foursome, up to 400 of your closest friends and family and coworkers. Tullymore not only features the top-of-the-line golfing experience, but also top-of-the-line accommodations and the perfect space for your wedding, event, reception, or group outing. TullymoreGolf.com, TullymoreGolf.com, or call 1-800-972-4837. Call Matt Golden right now, 1-800-972-4837. Book your stay and play at Tullymore today. Interesting song choice, Dan. Could you tell me what artist this song belongs to?
You think it's Drake, but it's actually Birdman. So, ha ha.
Ah, you got me.
The Lil Wayne line, we gon' be all, or Lil Wayne says, we gon' be all right if we put Drake on every hook.
Yes. I'm a 24-hour champagne diet. That's crazy. Drake is so popular that I attributed this song to him and not Birdman.
That's it's how like that with like every Lil, like all the famous Lil Wayne songs. It's like, no, it's just him laying down a great verse on somebody else's song.
That and the mixtape onslaught that he went through for like 5 years where he was just every beat. I mean, he was incredible. He was incredible. Drake, infinitely more popular than Jack Harlow. All right, let's get to the phone line here. Let's get to Scott in GR. Oh, a tale of two Scotts. Which Scott is this?
Hey, what's up? How you doing, AB?
I'm great. How are you?
It's the better Scott. It's the New Yorker Scott. And I got to point out the fact, first off, while I was telling Dan on the line, man, you guys are cracking me up about who lost worse. Or who had the worst loss last night against the Tigers and the Sox? what's his face called yesterday? I love that guy. He always talks Tigers, and he's asking if you're on the bandwagon again and this and that. It's like they beat the worst team in baseball three times, and suddenly we think the Tigers are great. No. Like let's slow the roll. Let's look at it. They played a team that's inferior to the Yankees, and they still got smashed. I mean, it just is what it is.
Like, but I could have said they played the Orioles. They played one of the worst teams in baseball, one of the worst teams in the division. He skipped all that. He said, this is a team that is worse than the Yankees. Like, that somehow the Yankees became the benchmark here for Scott.
The Yankees are always the benchmark. And then the national news. What's with the, you know, you cut my Bronx Bombers out. What about the Judge four-hitter, two home runs in the same game, the 21?
Who did they play yesterday?
Yeah, who'd they play yesterday?
Yeah, it was nobody special. It is what it is. But I'm just
the team the Tigers swept.
Yeah, but hey, who just beat the pants off the Tigers last night, and the Yankees swept them prior. So I mean, it is what it is, right? You guys are talking fifth overall pick. I'm going to put it in now. Put it out there. Fifth overall pick. The only one that mattered this year was Kayvon Thibodeau to the Giants. And he will. This is my hot take. This is my breaking news. This is my way too early predictions. He has more sacks than Aiden Hutchinson and Trayvon Walker combined this year. They're going to go five each. He will have 11 or 12 sacks this year. And right, the undisputed right should have been number one overall pick. What's your thought on that?
Hurt my feelings.
I don't think so, my friend. I don't think so, Scott. I honestly look, Aiden Hutchinson. Well, I'm very intrigued by him because he dominated in the Big Ten. And then when they saw Georgia threw the kitchen sink at him. Now I'm okay with that as long as the rest of the defense is ready to do their job. So if you're going to keep a tight end in the game, if you are going to keep an extra back in the backfield, if you're going to chip with wide receivers, whatever the case may be, the old crackback, as we like to call it, like, if you're going to do that, that's fine. But the rest of the defense has to be able to pick up where that player is being isolated and garnering all that attention. I thought that that's what Michigan as a whole failed to do in the Orange Bowl. It's like, okay, Georgia's going to key on Aiden Hutchinson. They're going to neutralize him. who the hell else out here is going to make a play? Somebody, please make a play. Nobody can make a play.
So that's what I'm saying. Who's lined up opposite Hutchinson to help him off and relieve that pressure? Because, I mean, let's be real. He's a great guy. I think he plays the run exceptional. But, I mean, he's a one-move power rusher, right? I mean, in the NFL, that proves, in short of Aaron Donald, that proves not to work. You know,
unless you got a lot of power. Unless you got a lot of power. And yeah. I would actually argue that he's more effective versus the pass than against the run. I think that Kenneth Walker and what the old Sparties did to us this year, I mean, that was, I got to relive it every morning in our intro. And it's like, oh, geez, Louise, like, do we got to do this? But I did that for Ryan and all of our Michigan State fans in the middle of the state. Like, whatever, I did it for you guys, so I hope you're happy. See, I can be non-biased and stuff, too. But yeah. It's the Okwara brothers. Is it Charles Harris? Is it going to be the investment at defensive tackle? Onzarike? McNeil, like, is it going to? Are these guys going to be able to step up? Is this front here in Detroit? Are those front four going to be able to generate any sort of a pass rush whatsoever? Because if you could pressure the quarterback with four, you're going to win football games, because that gives you the availability for the rest of your defense to get a little bit more creative. You could send linebackers, you could drop in coverage. It lightens the load for everybody on the team, and that's one thing that the Lions have not been able to do for years, is be able to establish some sort of a consistent pass rush with only their front four. So I'm looking forward to that. I think you're absolutely nuts. I think Kayvon Thibodeau is more interested in doing everything else. He's going to make a ton of money in New York. He's going to be on all the commercials and the billboards. That's what he is. He's Hollywood. That's why he wanted to go to the Big Apple. You know, he's a big market guy. He finishes his career with like 6 sacks and ends up like, you know, on Broadway or something. Like a bomb. He's a bomb.
No, you know, what you're missing is, yes, he needs it. The only way he gets on the Wheaties box and does the commercials and does that is if he produces, if he flames out in New York.
And he said that.
He doesn't get a deal. He doesn't get anything. He's got to prove something. No one's getting, anointing him right now. He's not, you know, on the back of the box or whatever you want to say.
Wait, didn't you just anoint him 5 minutes ago?
Well, I'm saying, so let me validate my point on why I think. You know, it was a hot take. But it's also, I think he's in the best situation. So you got Leonard Williams, a seasoned vet, who is going to demand some respect in the interior of the line. Azeez, who showed that he could do what it takes. He had 8 sacks in his rookie year. He was coming off an injury. I think he'll be even better this year. So now you put Thibodeau there. Now you actually have a legitimate threat at the left side, right side, and the tackle. So I think he has more of a balanced line, unlike Jacksonville or the Lions, that will help him produce some stats there. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, it's always by committee. I think that a lot of times, a lot of people, they focus in on that sack number by whatever individual player that is. And I'm not trying to take away from achievements like, I'll use J.J. Watt and Aaron Donald, for example. Those guys are great players. And what makes them great is, even though they are specifically schemed against, they continue to have success. But there are other aspects of their defenses that also benefit from them. So I think that that's what makes you the elite guy, right? So if Aiden Hutchinson is going to get the same sort of attention the first couple of weeks as if he was J.J. Watt, as if he was an Aaron Donald, and they scheme specifically against him, if he could still get to the quarterback, whether it's a sack, it's a hurry, it's a pressure, it's a hit, whatever the case may be, if he could still get there, that's what shows you that the guy's elite. Like, yes, we have built our game plan around trying to eliminate you from this game, and you are still a massive part of this game and affecting us. That is what takes a player to the next level. Will Aiden be able to do that?
Yeah.
I don't know. Only time will tell, but I'm very comfortable with the pick, and I'm happy with it overall, and happy that your Giants got Kayvon Thibodeau. And, you know, hopefully, you know, this year maybe. Is that game in New York or is that game at home? I don't remember off the top of my head.
It's in New York. The Lions play in New York.
I'm not going with that crap. Maybe. I might be able to sneak out
to MetLife. What number is going to be higher at the end of the year? Thibodeau's sacks or the value of his crypto?
Ooh.
It's
been rough for crypto.
It's sacks, because I don't think his crypto's taken off.
Right. Sacks it is. Hey, Scott, GR, appreciate the call this morning.
All right, take it easy. Thanks, guys.
We talk about the fifth pick, the Detroit Pistons. The NBA draft lottery was last night. And by the way, I wanted to mention this as well. This came out on Monday. Oh, wait a minute. Time out. We've got a breaking news bulletin for the Sports Update Desk, the Michigan Sports Network. It looks like Dan might have this one.
This is from the U.S. Soccer Federation.
Oh, God.
two CBAs which run through 2028 achieve equal pay through identical terms for the men's and women's soccer teams?
For the
U.S. men's and women's are officially getting paid equally.
So is that a, like, are we getting an equal percentage? Like, they're not, are they going to pay out of the same, what? Which is like, look, when I say
it
that.
It says identical compensation for all competitions, including FIFA World Cup, and the introduction of the same commercial revenue sharing mechanism for both teams.
Oh. Huh.
The U.S. soccer's senior national team players remain among the highest paid in the world.
That's interesting.
That's the official statement. That's what it said.
That's got to be like it, when it comes to countries, because there's no way. I mean, there's guys that are making money and, you know, playing club that are.
Well, speaking of soccer, this is great. What about this Messi?
Dude, I mean, buys 35% of a stake in Inter Miami, like
allegedly, what? And then his people are claiming it's not true.
Well, yeah, if you were like, if Messi, the rumor is Messi buys 35% of a stake in the Miami team in the MLS, and then he's going to come over here and play, which means not only did he buy a stake in the team, he also put a stake in his own career, and it's over because you come over here and play in the retirement tour. That's why guys like Zlatan came over here. It puts up like 1,000 goals and kicks the dog snot out of the MLS.
He had to have...
I'm getting out of double A. I'm going back to Europe where they play real soccer. Like, I'm, as far as the revenue sharing thing, man, that's great. Good for you. I mean, if that's your business model and you're like, hey, we're going to run both teams as if like they're not separate, they're going to be equal. And that's the way that you want to run it, even though the one World Cup brings in exponentially more money. If you want to divvy that up between people that aren't even playing in it, like that's good for you. Like, yeah, I'm all for it. Like, thumbs up. We're never like men have a hard time qualifying in CONCACAF. This is the United States of America.
Hey, we're doing okay right now.
I know that we have a complex here because of two world wars, that we believe that we are the greatest thing since sliced bread, that we believe that we are the saviors of the world, and we have this superiority complex when we look at everybody else. Soccer's a really good barometer for this. You want to know why? It's a great measuring stick. Because everybody in the world plays soccer. We have umpteen billion people here running around. Well, it's like hundreds of millions running around this country. We can't put together a team that can't beat Ecuador. You can't beat Jamaica. Are you kidding me? Like, think about the population sizes. Costa Rica. You ever been there? You drive around in the jungle in Costa Rica. You're like, how do they even find, like, how do they even locate the kids to put into the process to be a part of their national team? Like,
okay,
how do you find
Anthony? The
here?
Difference is that our great athletes play basketball and football pretty much.
Absolutely. Or baseball.
Baseball, I wouldn't say they're the most athletic people. Are they athletes and, like, is it a grind to play 160 games in 175 days? Yes. But our athletes play basketball and football. And let's face it, I mean, poor countries, it's pretty hard to find a real basketball court. You're using a peach basket or a milk crate.
Right. Yeah.
All you need is a ball.
I get what you're saying. Yeah. The soccer ball, you could use two trees, and, you know, there's always the pictures of kids that come up in impoverished neighborhoods that have the ball that looks like it's just been shot through like a wood chipper. But that's what makes them great. You know, the guys in the Dominican that are playing baseball, you know, they're not out here like these Americans crying and complaining, our field is in good enough conditions in the minors. These guys are playing a dirt field. Are you kidding me? And you're telling me that your field isn't up to par? That's why they're better. That's why they're better. That's why, like, the influx of players coming from Cuba, Puerto Rico, Venezuela, Argentina, the Dominican. Like, you're talking about people coming from real poverty, dirt floors, tin roofs. Where are you getting clean water from? Like, that's what hardship is, what produces crazy athletes. Right? It's that hardship. It's that mentality. Like, I watched Jimmy Butler last night, and it's like, that dude is such a dog that if you went out there on that court, you wouldn't stand a chance. You wouldn't get a shot up. You wouldn't get the ball over midcourt. You wouldn't be able to complete a chest pass to anybody. You would be completely rendered useless out there. Like, those guys are so big. They're so fast. They jump so high. And Jimmy Butler is mean. He is nasty. Like, you don't, like, you can't, you cannot comprehend how he plays the game. Like, people that talk smack about the NFL, I love bringing the story up. Cam Newton ran out of the tunnel about 5 feet from me, and I knew at that moment right there, there isn't a single thing I could do to bring that man down. So all you couch GMs and coaches talk about, this guy's no good. He's a, you wouldn't last a snap out there. You'd be in the hospital. You don't stand a chance. These college kids, if you would have went out there for Michigan against Georgia, the fear alone would have crippled you. The fear alone. Your knees would have buckled. Your pants would have been wet. You would have vomited coming out of that tunnel. You're talking about a different specimen of human out here, especially in a game like football. Especially in football. Full contact, full speed, grown-ass men. You're talking about, you know, we got guys, no offense, right? How many of you listening right now can bench 225 pounds? I only need one rep. How many of you can actually do that? Think about it. Could you get up 225 right now at 751
which
30
arm?
Seconds?
My right morning? Arm or left arm?
Both of them.
No.
Everything you got, which is crazy that you're actually going to get, you're going to get a little bit more push and leverage too by using your legs properly on the bench, but that's neither here nor there. How many of you can do that? Not very many. I guarantee it. Right now, if you had to walk outside, you got to rep 225 one time. Just get the bar down to your chest and get it back up. You're not going to be able to do it. These people are throwing it around.
Neither can Kevin Durant, all right?
Yeah, that's hoops, though. I'm talking about football. In hoops, yeah. Like, hoops, we are so unathletic. It is unbelievable. You wouldn't get the ball over half court. You wouldn't get the ball past the free throw line. If you were getting the inbound and they wanted to put any sort of full court pressure on you, you couldn't get the ball over the free throw line. I guarantee it. No chance. These guys that take that ball every time you try to put on the floor, you are nuts. That's what our athletes do. We don't play soccer. It is what it is. Like, the MLS has been around for how long now? Like, I don't know. Like, it is, you know. Yeah, Diana Taurasi and Skylar Diggins-Smith, you know, getting in a fight and they're arguing on the bench. People are like, why would you show this? It's only creating. Dude, if you want the sport to be covered, that's how it's going to get covered. That's what's going to happen. Right? They're going to be all in your business. Who went out with who at what night? Who was at what bar? This is the coverage you want. You want equality. This is what happens. You get in a fight. You put up some disgusting game where you're 1-for-15 from the field. And you get a death threat like that. Welcome to professional sports in America. Like, you don't be careful what you ask for because it's coming. And it's like, look, if that's what the U.S. Soccer Federation wants, go ahead, by all means. Our women are way better. Our women at least compete. The men's team is awful. Downright awful. And if that's what, you know, fine. I mean, how many World Cups have the women won? Since 1980, have the women won more World Cups than the men have even played in? That's a great question, too. All right, we're going to get into the lottery, I promise you. We're going to get into that. Bryce Simon's going to join us coming up in hour number 3. Don't go anywhere. Keep it locked to the Michigan Sports Network.